We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer.
Have you ever had experiences that you don't understand? Those challenging ones where you're not happy to keep having them, you might say. Well, that's often because we're not aware of what the opportunity is for a spiritual lesson through that experience.
And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode of
Enthusiastically Spiritual.
So recently, Tom attended a week-long retreat down in Puerto Rico for his spiritual work. And he came back with some amazing insights that he put together for himself around all these experiences, all these opportunities we all have, and learning lessons. So I'd like you to open up with that a little bit, Tom, about what you've put together for yourself.
Thank you. Spiritual lessons are the main reason that I believe that we're all here. And, you know, often through the tussle of life and all the challenges, it's sometimes difficult to see the forest through the trees or really discern what the lesson is. And I do now, now I have a reading that I can provide for folks on spiritual lessons. And it works with looking at your experiences, what the opportunity you're involved with in life is, and then narrowing it down to what the actual lesson is. And from there, once you tune into the core lesson, you can look at what other opportunities you might have and how you want to direct those experiences in the future.
So I was excited about this when Tom came home because, well, he was excited. So his excitement got me excited. And what excited me about it is I've noticed for myself that as I've gone through my 56 years now, I'm on my 56th year now, 55 full years, is that these lessons keep coming, like these experiences for the lessons keep coming in different forms. So like if I don't understand what I'm learning in one situation, it shows up in another situation and then another situation. And that's what's been happening really my whole life, especially around relationships, which obviously is a big deal for me when you know, you guys might've heard in last, 2 weeks ago, we did an episode about disconnecting with loved ones and the importance for myself of understanding what is a spiritual lesson that I'm gaining from working with these souls and how that's been showing up in different variations throughout my whole life.
Yeah, and not only in relationships, but in business situations,
social
situations, in all aspects of life. You know, there's basically three aspects. There's the personal side of things, which is just me, my physical body. The business side of things, which is my service. You know, it's very factual. And then there's the social part, you know, where really anything goes. You know, it's where we, you might say, fish for, you know, people to be of service to. In other words, we fish for our business in there and social and, you know, we have a good time. So it's social is communication, you know, and communicating and working with others in that regard. So I too, you know, I've had certain experiences that seem to keep coming up, you know, throughout my life. And I, holy smokes, what's going on there? Why do I keep attracting, you know, this certain type of experience? And it wasn't until I became aware of the spiritual lesson that I could begin to heal that and start changing my experiences. So I just found it could be as simple as when I'm playing in a band or, like you say, in my marriage or in, you know, business situations. So in all those avenues of experiencing life, you know, there's opportunity to experience or really, you know, focus on a spiritual lesson. And the thing that I found is they're not necessarily what I think they are. You know, the great thing about being able to work with my spiritual guidance is they help me discern and get a picture for, you know, what that lesson is. And I can see the, you might say, the consistency from one experience to another.
Now, again, you know, so you're saying spiritual guidance. So is that different than your intuition?
Yes. Well, my intuition, you know, my guidance helped me. They're more detached from my experience. And they.
Who are they?
Well, we've talked about this many times before.
Yeah, we have to talk about it again because we may have different viewers and different listeners this time. So,
yeah, my spiritual guidance are those souls that have mastered life here on planet Earth. They don't need to incarnate anymore. They're 100% positive. And they're like my board of directors when it comes to my spiritual growth this lifetime. So, you know, in religions, we refer to them as guardian angels, or, you know, some indigenous folks might call them their ancestors. But essentially, they're a team that I can develop a two-way communication with and receive impressions. Now, you mentioned intuition. So I receive those impressions through that natural psychic ability that I have. And we all have that. It's just becoming more aware of it, you know, is often the key. You might recognize when your guidance come around is there's this flash of inspiration if you're in business. Or you might be covered in chills to really let you know you're spot on with, you know, what you're involved with.
Thank you, Tom, because I think it's important for everyone to understand, you know, how Tom and I work, because there's a lot of people in the world right now who are sharing from a spiritual perspective and on their way and how they resonate with working with their inner gifts and their guidance or their alien beings or whatever they're working with, whatever their channel.
Well, they're not alien beings. That's one thing.
Yes, ours are not alien beings, even though I have a channel some aliens before, but that's a whole other podcast. But what I really wanted to emphasize there was the fact that, you know, when we share in these, you know, weekly sharings with you guys, that what we are really doing is we're just really about helping you make the unseen practical. Because as we move through our life, you know, we are like you, we're normal people, we've got bills, we've got, you know, issues between us that we work with, other people, you know, challenges, opportunities. But we do it by really working with that spiritual aspect and spiritual perspective that other people may not, you know, have the keys to tap into. And so that's really what we're here to do, is really inspire and that enthusiasm for that unseen parts of us, which, you know, I've mentioned on here before too, but, you know, we go to a lot of events where a lot of people share that they have these experiences, but a lot of people also don't share that they feel safe enough to tell other people what they're experiencing. So by us going into today, the experiences, the opportunities that we all have, all of us have them, and we all can learn lessons from them. We're just giving you a spiritual perspective of your spiritual lessons that you may be, you know, we're working through now, you may work through in the past. And I also want to mention that we're noticing these opportunities and experiences on a bigger scale, which is like, you know, what's going on with, you know, the government, and what's going on with people moving into the country, and what's going on with, you know, in your city and your state, and different things that those are also areas for us to learn from and gain a bigger spiritual perspective.
Well, I always like to bring it back down to myself, because my experience of life is really, you know, where I'm going to pivot from. Unfortunately, we all are, you know, we're aware, we're conscious. And if I begin to work on healing myself, I find that echoes out into the environment. So it's a good place to start, is if I can change myself, change how I react to things, and I begin to tune into the bigger picture purpose so that I can see the positive side of life and positive side of what I'm going through. You know, I've often shared that once I know what I'm learning or gaining from an experience spiritually, it's, even if I don't enjoy that experience so much, it turns it into a $1 million learning experience. And then I'm kind of, you know, all I can say is I'm inspired. I feel like, yeah, that was really worth it to go through that, because now I know. But the big key is once I identified my spiritual lessons, I noticed that I started attracting a different kind of experience. And it even happened last weekend. You know, there were times, so I played drums in a band, a few bands around the area, local with local musicians. And there's times when I feel a bit insecure, especially as we don't rehearse a lot and I have to show up and just kind of wing it. And recently, I became aware of some thoughts that would encroach into my playing or reactions that I might have as people make suggestions. So I really changed that around by getting this reading while I was at that conference around some of those experiences that I have. And what I really tuned into is it's really an opportunity to just really feel like I'm an essential player in the involvement in my life. And I came away with some positive affirmations so that I could start to reframe that experience. And it's funny because the first time I got a chance, well, the last few days, you know, I had some gigs, as you know, and I got a chance to implement those affirmations. And the experience while I was playing this weekend, I was covered in chills. I felt like I played better than ever. And those encroaching thoughts or, you know, habits that I have just didn't interfere. And so, you know, sometimes opportunities and experiences we have, you know, it's not just the bad ones where we're learning something. It's sometimes it's those ones we like, you know, the positive experiences that can teach us a lot as well.
Yeah. And so I want to talk a little bit about too, when you came home, you gave me one of these sessions. So I want to share a little bit about my experiences with them. And like Tom is mentioning, you know, there are obviously positive experiences. And there's also negative experiences or what we maybe portray as negative experiences. Uh-huh. And so I had two that showed up with my experiences. And one was when we recently took a trip to Australia for a month to visit friends and family and do some work down there. That whole experience really filled me up inside. I was like, my heart was really full. I was of service because I was backing and loving and doing some work with the people down there. So that was one experience I had that when in the session I had with Tom. And the other experience was the disconnect that I've had with some of my loved ones in my family. So again, that's a kind of a positive, kind of a not so positive one. And but the opportunities that these two different experiences offered me was really to step in more into my thrust, which is the follow through of my heart's desires. And through that, I was able to really gain clarity on my authenticity, walking my talk, really being able to allow others to have their experiences and me to be okay with my experiences. And then the overall spiritual lesson from those experiences and opportunities that I had was to connect with my inner power, my enthusiasm. And what really came out was my ability to feel and be a limitless being while I'm here having experiences. So I found that it was really amazing how these, you know, just these really basic, simple things that I've experienced really turned out to be, oh, once I understood what that lesson is, like Tom was saying with his lesson with the band and being, you know, feeling more inspired is I too am like, oh, okay. I understand now why some of those experiences happened, good and bad, or in my perspective, you know, might look like bad and what I'm gaining out of it and what I'm learning. So it really makes a difference to take things to this level. If you know, if you're ready to, when different experiences you're having, I mean, hey, maybe there's someone out there that is gangbusters awesome and you have no negative experiences in life and you're like, woohoo, it's all awesome. And if you are, that's rocking. But most people on the planet have lots of different variations of experiences that could benefit from understanding what is the spiritual lesson around that.
Yeah. And, you know, the simple adage, not knowing, then learning is growing. I'm really enthusiastic about this, you know, session or profile or reading that I can offer because there's times that I've worked with my guidance to sort of discern what the lesson was or, you know, if I ask myself in my intuition, you know, what am I learning from this experience? It's I find that this reading really helps pinpoint it. And sometimes unrelated experiences, you know, like you were mentioning that you know, we tend to characterize our experiences as good or bad or positive or negative, or the ones we like and the ones we don't like, when really it's all just experience. But I'm destined to keep repeating certain experiences. And you might say they might get more intense if I'm not aware of what the lesson is. So, you know, for me, an idea is that life is an opportunity. Everything I'm involved with is an opportunity, you know, and I'm going to have experiences to express those opportunities or, you know, to be involved. But if I just get caught up in the opportunity and the experience and I don't get down to the lesson, you know, I find I'm kind of overthinking it. You know, I get out of balance that way. On the other hand, if I get so focused on the lesson and I'm just caught up in just the lessons of the opportunities without really identifying the experiences, now I'm kind of in the out of balance feeling aspects. And I won't get the full benefit of that, you know, opportunity for that lesson. So anyways, a couple of the lessons I was surprised, or a couple of the experiences I was surprised, because they were sort of markedly different experiences, but really they're the same opportunity, a similar in different opportunities. You might say experiences in different opportunities, you know, whether you're going to work or you're in your opportunity as a homemaker or a father or a mother or that kind of thing. And the lessons were similar, you know, are caring for a loved one, you know, so all those things that we get involved with. The main thing is that we're involved. The great thing about my spiritual helpers is that, you know, it's one thing to have an intellectual idea of spiritual truth. You know, there's plenty of that. It's another thing for me to really grow spiritually. I need to be involved in that growth. I have to put my 50% forward and work with my inner guidance, as you were mentioning, you know, which is my intuition and my spiritual helpers or spiritual guides to clarify. Well, you can do it without them, but it goes faster if you work with them. That's what I found.
Right, right. And what I'm picking up from all that too is about also the feeling and the intellect part. So for myself, for as long as I can remember, I had feelings about things. And this is what we call, this is like my true feelings, not my emotions, because emotions are things we learn from other people. And those are not what we brought with us. What we brought with us is our true feeling, that kind, loving part of me. And so whenever I have experiences where I'm in my true feelings, whether it be a negative or a positive experience, that's an opportunity for me to maybe hone in on, okay, you know, what is the lesson here? And, you know, like working with Tom and working with this session he offers is, you know, it's someone's outside of me recognizing and supporting me and understanding what my experiences are, because, you know, I have experiences all the time, which I'm sure a lot of you guys do also. And they're endless, right? I mean, until we're done, we're just having experience after experience and different opportunities. But to be able to have a mentor or someone outside of you to really assist in that guidance of what is my spiritual lesson, how can I bring forth these different opportunities and experiences for that lesson, it's priceless. I mean, for me, that's what I feel, because again, I have lots of feelings and I could go on forever, which is feeling stuff and not really understanding what the lesson is. So that's what I really want to say about that.
Yeah. And the sorts of readings that I do, you know, because you put your 50% into it and that you work with your guidance as well, you know, I just facilitate that. I have a good communication with my guidance. And I'm no better or worse than anybody else. It's just that I can stay detached. I've been trained to stay detached and follow a system so that I can get those clear messages to help people unfold their own inner wisdom.
Right. Exactly.
You know, my goal is not to play psychic psychologist, you know, because then it remains a theory. It's just up in our heads. When I get involved at discerning and working with my guidance, I have those aha moments that really lighten the way, you know, lighten my path. But you brought up a good point that, you know, you'll see lots of people going through similar lessons right now. And I know many of us want to be a positive influence in our environment and would like to see, you know, people more positively experiencing life and seeing the best, you know, side of things. And this is one way, by working on yourself, you know, I find that it kind of radiates out into the, you know, environment.
Well, what I found for myself too is it helps me stay relaxed because I know what my spiritual lesson is when I'm involved in these experiences and opportunities outside of myself with other people. So when I can stay relaxed, then what, you know, what anyone else is doing, it's their business. It's really not my business, but I can just be relaxed with how I show up and what, you know, what part do I, you know, do I give support or do I not give support? And just being okay with what my lesson is in this opportunity.
So would you mind if I read some of the definitions for experiences, opportunities, and lessons?
Sure.
Okay. So overall, we call this reading or this session My Spiritual Lessons. And there's no prerequisites for this. Anyone could contact us and we can work with you on it. First of all, an experience is defined as a practical contact with and observation of facts or events, an event or occurrence that leaves an impression on someone. That's the big one for me, an event or occurrence that leaves an impression on someone.
The reason why that makes that I feel that one also because that impression, I could feel it again and again, like, right. Oh, almost like a deja vu thing, but not to that, but a different aspect of that impression.
Yeah. And I'd like to share opportunities. So opportunities is a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. It's a chance for advancement.
Yeah. So for me, opportunities are like, they're almost like stepping stones or like, steps. Say there's the next step up is, oh, this opportunity, and I can either step up and do the opportunity or I can, I'll pass on that right now. So that's to me what opportunities are. They're stepping stones or steps to my advancement to what, where I need to go next or not go because we have choice.
Yeah. And, lessons, an amount of teaching given at one time, a thing learned to be learned by experience. That's what sticks out to me is a thing learned or to be learned by experience.
Right. Because there's people that have said things like, you know, you can't be like a monk in a, you can be a monk in a mountain, but to really be present, to really have learning opportunities, and lessons is you need to be a part of life. You need to be out exploring life. And so I think the last couple of years with a lot of people and, you know, isolation and things like that and being more homebound and hiding behind masks and different things, it's like it's been challenging for a lot of people to have opportunities and to step into them because they have this, you know, this, well, really like a mask up or like, you know, or again, the isolation, they don't want to come out of their house or their, you know, existence. And I mean, you know, we're to a point now in 2024 where it's getting better, but there's still a lot of people that are affected by not wanting to be out in the world, having their experiences and having their, you know, opportunities. So I think that's real important to understand that, you know, you need to be a part of life is what I'm trying to say. And so does that make sense?
Yes. Well, opportunities is where experiences and the lessons intersect. That's one way to look at it. You know, that all this has to do with the fact that we're energy and that we're here to learn and grow and that we have a purpose and a unique thrust. So as you were sharing a little earlier, you know, it's always coming back to your thrust. Why are you not in the flow of, for me, it's to be happy and free. You know, for you, it's to
the follow through of my heart's desires.
And when I'm in that flow, I mean, life is great. So what keeps me from that? And I would say one of the ways that I get caught or, you know, lose track of that flow is because I'm not aware of the lesson. And, you know, in our society, in our culture, we're sort of trained to just gut it out, you know, just carry the weight, just get through it. And, you know, some of that is good, you know, because we want to move through the challenges. But, you know, I found there's actually more energy And it's easier when I tune into my purpose in that situation. So rather than me being tired and carrying the weight, I felt like I have more energy. This isn't hard. You know, whatever I'm doing, I find that I open up the doors, you know, to the floodgates, you might say, of the energy within that allows me to stay the course, you know, to arrive at the other end and enjoy myself along the way.
Sounds good, Tom. Enjoying yourself along the way. I'm all about enjoyment and fun.
You sure are. Like I said, you know, the whole idea of this is to bring it into the practical rather than a theory, you know, that I'm here to learn and grow spiritually. If you ever felt like, I'd really like to know why I keep repeating that experience, or I don't know what I'm getting out of that opportunity, you know, this is a tool that can help.
Absolutely.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about today, Teresa?
No, I think that's good, Tom.
I think it's good.
Well, I feel complete with that, Tom.
We'll leave a link at the bottom of this podcast and episode and so forth. And
yeah, that you can connect, and Tom can support you with that if you choose to find out what your spiritual lesson is and your opportunities and experiences. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll just be more tuned in to there is purpose to it all. And to remember that life is too short
to not be enthusiastic
about your
unique journey. Good one, Tom.
'Or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.